Welcome to the Information Security Forum podcast. I'm your host, Tavia Gilbert, and this podcast is the first of two episodes featuring ISF Managing Director Steve Durbin's interview with Emery Craig, an educator and a leading expert in virtual reality. In today's episode, we'll be speaking with Emery Craig about the current virtual reality landscape.
Hi, I'm Emery Craig, and I am Director of e-learning at the College of New Rochelle, and I'm co-founder and partner in a consulting group called Digital Bodies, where we work on immersive learning and all of the implications of VR, AR, mixed reality, and how that is impacting not just education, but nonprofits, business, the world at large.
So, Emery, that's it's a really interesting area. I think it affects a number of different elements of the way in which we operate, both from the pure play security standpoint, right the way through to social media and the way in which individuals really interact with each other. But describe a little bit, just where we're at from a current state of virtual reality, augmented reality, mixed reality. Where exactly are we today?
Okay. We've made tremendous progress. I mean, it's been around for a long time. You can go all the way back to Ivan Sutherland's amazing paper in 1965 called The Ultimate Display, where he talked about a display being as real life. But that was, at the time, he was projecting way into the future. He was a real visionary on this. And, we had it through the 80s and the 90s, and it largely failed. And then 2000 again, a number of companies, Disney tried it. And then along comes a Kickstarter project, 2013-14, and it begins to change dramatically. And a large part of that is due to the miniaturization of the technology, our smartphones, which allowed people to pack this into a smaller device. And, of course, Oculus, the project, is famously bought by Facebook for close to $3 billion. And, you have to ask yourself, why does somebody write a check for $3 billion?
I would like to know the answer to that question.
And even though Facebook can write checks like that, you still have to say that, Zuckerberg saw some potential here, as he really did, because he had been at the lab up in Stanford. And the challenge always with VR is it's so hard to talk about because you have to do it. But once you do it, you just kind of get captivated by it. And then 2 years ago, the Oculus Rift comes out, HTC Vive, the high-end devices. At the same time, Google is making a toss-away device, Google Cardboard, which was really an item in a swag bag for a conference. And that begins to take off low-end headsets. So we're in process right now. And one hand, I want to say it's utterly amazing. The technology is astonishing where we are. On the other hand, it's almost like we're at the beginning of cinema around 1905 or so. We're still using rudimentary equipment compared to what we will be using in the next 5 years. So there's advances and it's eye-opening, yet on the other hand, we're just at the beginning of a whole new era here.
And you've touched on some of the ways in which it's evolved over that period of time. Are there some successful implementations of VR or AR out there at the moment that you could tell us about that give us a bit of a flavor as to the sorts of things that we might be able to use this for?
First of all, in medical education, medical training, there's been a lot of work done, and there's been some really amazing projects that have been done. Children's Hospital in Los Angeles has done this utterly amazing simulation, which not only do you see the virtual mannequin on a table, but you're totally immersed in an environment where you have the nurses and the doctors barking orders. You have parents off to the side, and it's programmable, so you can do it different ways. So the parents may be everything from "I'm just completely distraught over my child" here to "Don't you dare touch my child," and this can all be pre-programmed or set for different outcomes. That is really amazing. I mean, there's many other experiences that have been done. I think of the very early one of Clouds Over Sidra, the UN experience by Gabor Arora and Chris Milk on 12-year-old Syrian refugee living in a Jordanian camp. And that's just simple 360 video. That's not even, full-blown VR like Children's Hospital. But it's still just so compelling to be standing next to her in class and to be immersed in this environment and see the life she lives it's tragically the very lack of hope she has in a way, or trying to find hope when she's kind of looking at her life and going, I'm here in a Jordanian, right? The only thing I see from Sidra are the clouds coming over from Syria because the weather patterns. So there's that. There's some other stuff that's been done recently that I think is really wonderful. So much good work in the film festivals. I mean, what's going on at Sundance, and we've been going to Sundance and Tribeca Film Festival every year, and just really amazing work out there. I think of Spheres, Songs of Space Time, which is this wonderful experience which combines both storytelling and science. Mm-hmm. You step into this and it's trying to help you understand or experience whatever way possible, virtually, a black hole, right. Which is, you know, really tough to kind of even for scientists to talk about because you have this, you know, if you get close to it, there's something called spaghettification where you actually turn into streams of light and get sucked into it. And it's this kind of experience of trying to understand what would happen if you got close to it. But then there's this wonderful element of storytelling to it, which is an innovative experience because you, as you get sucked into the black hole and become part of it, then you turn around, you go from victim to protagonist because you begin to pull other things into the black hole. So it's getting across a scientific concept, but it's also doing storytelling at the same time. Tribeca recently, This is Climate Change, by Deng Fu Dennis and Eric Strauss. Just wonderful stuff in trying to capture the complexity of climate change because we do this thing in the media of there's global warming, but it's much more complex than that. There's also global cooling. There's extremes of weather patterns. There's areas that will dry out. There are other areas that will flood. And putting people into the middle of that, even a 360 video to watch that, it comes across in a way that does not when you just simply read about it.
Yeah, and one of the things that immediately springs to mind for me is using that combination of different scenarios to really reenact some of the cyber simulation that is so necessary today, particularly if you look at, you know, critical infrastructure, the impact of attack or downtime on critical infrastructure. And clearly that's something that we know we're going to have to face. That multi-pronged attack is probably the one that scares me the most. And using things like this to actually sort of play out how you might respond to that, what the impact of it might be, is certainly something that is pretty valuable. It's a bit like what you were just saying around in the children's hospital, you know, because you can program it.
Right. Obviously, there's huge security issues here, and the infrastructure behind this is going to be so much larger than the current infrastructure we have, because just the massive amounts of data that have to flow across a network in order to create a virtual experience. Right now, we do our social media, and it's, you know, outside some low-level video that, as we're just starting to do now with with VR headsets, which is to cut the cord and have wireless headsets or self-contained headsets. So then the data is all flowing through the infrastructure.
That was the first of our two-part conversation with Emery Craig, an educator and an expert in VR, AR, and mixed reality. I know ISF members will be fascinated by this conversation about the new technology of virtual reality, alternate reality, and mixed reality, and you'll want to stay tuned for the next episode, where we talk with Emery about the ethical concerns related to this tech. For more conversations with leading experts in cyber technology and cybersecurity, please visit securityforum.org.